Now, living in their own Shangri-La in the countryside, it's James and William. James Cavanagh and William Murray are in studio. Now, I just want to make sure that we're here to talk about two special live shows in Dublin and Cork coming up in May. And you're going to chat all about that. But first of all, hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are
you're
you?
So funny. He was Instagramming, storing that. That's so funny.
All media is covered here.
So how are you guys?
Good, yeah. We're almost a year now living in Kilkenny.
Almost to the day. It's almost a year, yeah.
Oh, wow.
This time last year. Yeah.
So anybody who doesn't know everything about you, which is probably the living under a rock now, but tell us, remind people what you did.
So we have lived in, William's from Cork, I'm from Dublin. We've lived in Phibsborough for almost 10 years. Total city people. Like when I was growing up, I wanted to be Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That's where I was headed. I wanted to work in PR, maybe live in Manhattan, London, if I didn't get Manhattan. Always, you know, had that mindset. And then William came along. William came along from Cork and
derailed all of his plans.
Do you know what it was? We're together now 11 years and 11 years. Yeah. No ring.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah. And William's from Kirribinny in Cork, which is so beautiful. And we spent so much time down there. And I fell in love with the idea of living countryside.
Romantically, perhaps?
Yeah. And during COVID, actually, we spent so much time down there. We kind of were trapped down there. Beautiful place to be trapped for a couple of months. And I just was like, something started to switch in my mind. I was like, I'm happier in the countryside or just kind of in a more peaceful setting. I loved it. So I started kind of asking him, I was like, would you think about moving out of Dublin, that kind of thing? A year ago we started, just over a year ago, we started a hunt and we went all over Ireland filming a TV show at the same time.
Which was Help Me Find a Home, right?
The Great Inspo Home Adventure on Virgin Media. And
which was probably a great data gathering tool.
Oh my
for
god!
You. Yeah,
it's brilliant. I've said to someone before. I was like, if you need to do something, hire a production team because they were.
Don't know what you're talking about.
They did so much work of the ground runwork.
Yeah, because then you're sent out and they give you a list of places that you could possibly maybe think about affording. It was a great show. I watched it. It was really good fun.
And we actually initially thought we wanted to maybe build on like either a complete new build or do a complete like ruin reno.
Yes.
And then we kind of quickly discovered like both of those are actually very expensive options because of the cost of materials.
And like the cost was doubling each year.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And you obviously, if it's the house doesn't exist yet and you're building from scratch or if it's a ruin reno, you can't live there while you're, so you've bought this thing that you can't even live in. So we decided we wanted to build an older house that you could live in for a time being while you kind of saved up money to do the renovations. So that's what we did. We found an old house. Garden was another thing that was a big thing for us. We are sort of impatient millennials, I guess, and we didn't want to wait to plant trees and watch it all grow around us over the course of 20 years. So
we wanted
a lived in mature garden. And that's what we found. We found the garden kind of sold it to us. So there's
how big is the garden?
It's an acre.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were on the house.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
When we were going around Ireland, I was like, I want 10 acres. That sounds nice. But I didn't really know what 10 acres
was. He had no
was.
Idea what an acre was, what 10 acres was, what it all looked like.
It just sounds nice. Yeah. And, you know, I thought maybe down the line I'd have a horse and I could gallop around my land. But in practice, you know, an acre is perfect.
It's big.
Yeah. But we have enough room for a polytunnel and we want to get fancy hens and all
Describe
that.
Describe the house to me. What did you get in the end?
So it's the house itself actually isn't very old. It was built in the 60s, but it was built by a woman who had moved out of a very large house in Carlow and wanted, I guess, to downsize. But so she built it in the style of her kind of old country manor. So she built it like a gatehouse. So kind of unusually for that
gorgeous.
Time. Yeah unusually big for windows. That time. That the there's big windows. The ceilings are really high. Big generous rooms and lots of period features. She had kind of taken stuff from her old house and bits from other places. So there's really nice doors, really nice windows, really nice floors and bookcases and stuff everywhere.
Which I love this bit. When they flattened all the buildings to build the RHA, a lot of the stone and doors are now in our house because the person who built it owned a scrapyard. So there's like all these big
gates
from the Victorian, you know, from all these Georgian houses, which I love as a little nod to Dublin, which I still love, obviously.
Absolutely.
But it's right in Greigna Manor, just outside Kilkenny, and it looks at Mount Leinster and it's
the Barrow Valley there. So it we're in a townland called Skjokvosteen, if anyone's ever heard of it. We certainly hadn't heard of it.
Skjokvosteen.
It rolls off the tongue.
I'm in. I love
German. Yeah. But myself and William had no connection to the area at all. Like, we were initially looking Cork, because he's from there, and we just fell in love with the garden and the views and stuff, and said, look, we love the house. Who cares what everything else? We'll take a gamble on the area. But it's been such a gorgeous year. Within the first week of moving there, we had goose eggs left on the doorstep. Oh. We had tomatoes from the neighbours, you know.
The lovely people of Kilkenny.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Home-baked bread. Like, you know, and there was just such a gorgeous sense of community or something immediately.
Our neighbour Caroline, who is, if she's not 90, she's definitely in her late 80s, and she is still riding her horse. So she rides it into our garden, and she does a lap of our garden. And we'll be sitting, you know, doing our bits in the house, and we'll look out the window, and we're like, oh,
she's
Caroline's in the garden
like
again.
Hello, boys!
This tiny,
on her horse.
This tiny little 90-year-old woman on her horse. And sometimes she has a friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes she has a friend with her. And
you'll
just
hear
be,
the clip-clop of the horses coming in.
And, wow.
And, but it's that kind of thing. Like, neighbours will come to your house and they'll knock on your door and they'll bring things. And it's so different to Phibsborough. Like, if someone knocked on our door in Phibsborough, we'd call the guards.
Oh, my God. My first time, my neighbour, because I'm sort of now nearly in Wicklow, as you know.
Yeah.
And the first neighbour who knocked on my door, I opened the door and I said, yes. And she said, I just wanted to say, I said, we don't do that. We text. And we laughed, obviously. But,
or yeah. Google Calendar. You know, that's what I'm used to. My friend is like, oh, do you want to go for lunch yet? And it's 3 weeks okay for you. But, you know, around there, people are knocking their. And
cute.
I love that, though. Yeah. It's kind of something I always wanted.
So it's doable.
Very doable. And, you know, we're like where we are specifically, an hour and 25 minutes from Dublin. So I need to nip up, or he needs to nip up for work now and again. It's very manageable. I mean, the roads are brilliant these days.
Yes.
They're very manageable. So it's been a gorgeous year and no regrets.
So you're both quite young and you've managed to clobber together to buy this house, which is, I suppose, when we're having a housing crisis, a lot of people your age are really scratching their head about how to do it. So they have to think outside the box. And you're saying this worked for you. You've got good value for money.
Yeah, and I think today, you know, there's lots of hybrid ways of working that maybe didn't exist 10 or so years ago. So people can actually, you know, some people can look outside Dublin and places that aren't so city focused around the country.
It was a necessity for us. I mean, we couldn't have afforded much more than a one or two bedroom kind of flat on the outskirts of Dublin, let alone in the city centre. So looking outside of Dublin was definitely a necessity. And you know, what we got, which is a three-bedroom house with an acre of land, a lovely lived-in garden, and we can live in it and it's perfectly fine. It needs doing up and it needs retrofitting. But for the moment, it's perfect. And we can live there and we can save money to do all those.
And you've done a summer and a winter, so you've seen.
Yeah. This. Now, it is, you're in the hall and you can see your breath. So I'm ready for like proper running water and like insulation. So we're at that stage now where
we do have running water.
Or sorry, not running water, but like, you know. Not in the.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I want a good shower. I'm sick of my electric shower. So
we have, like, yeah, we have know. An electric shower, which is pretty sad.
And you turn on one light and one of the lights goes off. And also, it needs to be rewired and all that sort of stuff.
But yeah, but you've got to keep the quaintness there as well, don't
it's
you?
It's so quaint. It's very charming.
So I'm going to ask, have you been to the sauna you have in Craignamana?
Oh, we do. We go there really often, especially when we have friends down. It's such a nice thing to do.
Is it on a lake?
It's on the River Barrow.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yes. He was really spooked about moving inland because Kilkenny isn't touched by the sea and he's grew up on the sea. So he was like, I feel like I'm going to choke. But actually the Barrow River is like 5 minutes down the road, has the sauna, loads of water sports. So.
And if we do want to go to the sea, we're around 40 minutes from kind of Hookhead Peninsula, the beaches there. So it's actually not that bad.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. Someone else, have you done the Barrow Walk yet?
We have. We've walked up and down the Barrow.
Of course you have. You've done it all.
Well, I have. James hasn't. James has barely walked outside the house.
He has, within the first week, did every walk, every mountain.
I climbed every mountain. I visited all the little villages.
I was like, William, we're here for life. Slow down a bit.
Yeah.
Spread out the walks.
Yes. I just needed to know what was out there. You know, what are all the things to do? And I just needed to know that.
Like Julie Andrews running up the hill.
Yeah, literally.
So what's been the challenge? What's been difficult?
No Deliveroo. Without doubt.
And there are other delivery services, just to say, yeah.
Yes,
but is there, you don't have delivery service?
No.
No.
Oh. And if we want
to. The jobs. Oh, what do you want to do with that?
We're near a really good Indian and a good chipper, but you have to drive there to collect it.
We're not in the, like, delivery area for even, like, the local chipper or anything.
You're proper in the country.
We're up a boreen, up the side of a hill. Like,
you get your woman on the horse to come and get it for you.
That's
Caroline,
it.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking a donkey and a cart.
Oh.
But I put it on my
this
story.
This is another
the
one of the James's things where I'm
I
kind of.
I think it would be perfect.
It's better if I don't say
the
anything.
Village, 5 minutes down the village, a little
nip
donkey
into
and
the
cart.
Village. Go on, yeah.
But someone was like, "It's cruel." So I don't know. I want to put the feelers out there.
We
is
have
it
an
cruel
electric
to have
bike.
Have a donkey and a cart.
We have an electric bike.
I want the quaint donkey and cart.
Would you drive the donkey cart?
I would love. Yeah, no, I'd yes.
No cruelty to animals, please. Do you miss Dublin at all?
No,
probably
because
get a chance to
I'm
you're
up so often,
all the time, yeah.
You know. And I do love the fact it's easy to get to from where we are, and I can nip up and have a mad night out if I need to, or go to a birthday, or. But what we've gained is just amazing. Like yeah. I love the bird song. Like me and William are now like the woodpeckers in the garden, like getting so excited about stuff like that. So our excitement about things
we've
has
become
changed.
Grannies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, this is very important because you are so entertaining and The Simpler Life is your podcast and you're doing a live show now.
Yes.
Tell us everything because I'm coming. This is so entertaining.
Please do. So we're doing the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin on the 8th
of May.
Right, 8th of
yeah,
May.
He yeah. always gets the dates wrong. For
I have
no, this is correct. And then you do Cork because you're from
yeah,
Cork.
Yeah, so we're doing the 16th in Cypress Avenue in Cork City. So we're doing both of our hometowns, which I think is good.
Yeah, and it's kind of a year because we're a year now, so it's a reflection on the last year. And I guess everyone I think that I talk to from the city has something in the back of their mind, like, I'd love to just run away to the countryside and set yeah. up. So come and see us talk and maybe it'll answer for yourself if you want to do something like that.
What's the one thing you would say to people thinking about it?
Trial it.
Do
if
it.
If you can. But yeah, trial it if you can. Maybe an Airbnb for a couple of weeks or something see, where you want to live.
The Simpler Life with James and William, the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin on May 8th, Cypress Avenue in Cork on May 16th, ticketmaster.ie. Correcto?
Yes.
Correct,
I'll be there with bells on. That's it from us. Many thanks to the team who put the show together.